Let's see. Are you there, Lance?
How are you doing, Patrick?
Whoa, I must be doing really well. Thank you.
Good.
So what's going on up there with you and your gardening?
Me and the garden. Enjoying the showers, but I'm still watering.
Uh-huh. So you're not laying off watering?
No. We had a shower, I think, yesterday morning, around 2 o'clock in the morning, shower and lightning storm. So I didn't really have to water yesterday. That was a pretty good shower.
Mm-hmm. But do you recommend that our listeners continue watering?
If they haven't been watering, they're going to just have to start up. If it's been so hot and dry that, you get some rain like that, and then you water on top of it, really soaks in well.
Mm, good advice.
Yeah. So, anyways, and let's see, what else is going on? I've mentioned flea beetles in the past and putting wood ashes down for them.
What are you doing again? I didn't quite get that.
Flea beetles.
Okay.
And they usually eat seedlings, mainly cabbage, kale, that family. But they also will do, I've seen them in bad infestations. I've seen them on potatoes, and they will do tomatoes and eggplant also.
Only as seedlings, is that right?
And if it's a really bad infestation, they'll try eating them the whole year. Mm-hmm. But it's usually not that bad. Usually when they get large, the plant just keeps on growing.
Okay, just so you know, we're going to be joined by Christy if she has any questions.
Sure.
I do. So those flea beetles, do they actually look like beetles?
Look like little black fleas.
Okay.
But they're more round. Fleas are a little bit elongated. If you put them side by side, you could see that the flea beetle is rounder and a little bit blacker.
Hmm. Well, what I've got going on is the usual, like those moths that laid the worms on all those cruciferous vegetables, and they're just tearing me up. What do I do?
Well, there's, again, I've said this to other people, just put a row cover over it so the butterflies can't lay their eggs.
Right. I think it's too late.
Okay. And then the next thing is you can actually rub the eggs off.
Right.
You can see those little white eggs.
Yes.
And they're laid singly. They're not in clusters. And they stick straight out from the leaf.
Yes.
The surface. And then there's the dipel, which is a bacillus thuricide, I think is... Dipel is just a trade name, but it's Bacillus thuricide. It's a bacteria.
Okay.
And you have to spray or dust the plant.
All right.
And that will, I don't want to say, and that worm actually has to eat some to get them to kill it. But it will kill tomato worms, corn earworms, all those caterpillars.
And what kind of vegetables did you say those were?
Cruciferous? Like my broccoli and cabbage and all of those seem to be infested right now with those little green worms.
Mm-hmm.
Does the diatomaceous earth work on those too, Lance?
It might. It might. Diatomaceous works best on soft-bodied insects. So those are caterpillars. So
okay.
That sounds soft-bodied to me. But the diatomaceous earth doesn't work on the flea beetles, which is a hard-shelled, hard-bodied thing.
So you called that group of vegetables, what'd you call them?
Cruciferous, is that cruciferous?
It's pretty close. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the brassicas is another name.
Right.
What'd you say?
Brassicas.
Brassicas.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got going on?
Let's see. I'm planting the last of my plantings, well, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So I'm going to be planting kale. Another little patch of kale. I'll be planting lettuce, spinach. Lettuce and spinach will be planted the first week of August. Daikons, those are the big white radishes, Japanese radishes. I'll be planting those the first week of August. Kohlrabi and beets. I'll be planting them in next week. And the beets that I'm actually planting, these ones are actually going to be for a seed crop for next year, Detroit dark reds.
Your beets are?
Yeah.
They're going to be for seeds?
Yeah, so I'll take the best ones in the fall before, say late October, and take the best ones out, and I'll store those, and then I'll plant them back out next year.
Well, where did the seeds come from?
It grows right out the top of the plant.
I see.
Right out the top of the beet, yeah.
And then you lay them off somewhere to store them until they're ready?
Yeah, that's a whole other topic. That's root storage, and I do it in a trench or a pit or root cellaring. And that's a whole other thing with humidity and how cold it needs to be.
But then you replant them again, is that what you said?
Yeah, and I'll replant them. I do that with all my carrots I do for seed, onions, parsnips.
Wow, we should do a show just on that. I want to know how to do that.
Yeah, kohlrabi, I've stored kohlrabi, yeah.
So you're going to be planting some beets here in the near future that you're going to be using for seeds for next year, is that
right?
Yeah,
I'll set them out for a seed crop, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the ones that grow, the ones that look the best, those are the ones you're going to use, and the other ones you're going to eat.
I'm going to eat the other ones. That's correct, yeah.
And when you put those into the ground, then do you harvest them again and are able to eat them?
No, you can't eat them. They're too stringy and old and stuff like that. No.
Oh, I see.
So, it's strictly seed, and after I harvest the seed, they'll all be thrown in the compost.
So if I want beets in the fall to eat, Lance, should I plant in the beginning of August?
You can plant right now.
Okay.
And if you wait till that first week in August, you get about 1.5 to 2-inch beet. You'll get a 2 to 3-inch beet or bigger. And there's actually the next, let's see, Monday and Tuesday on the planting calendar are root days. And the 31st of July is a root day. And let's see, there's even a Monday and Tuesday of next week are root days.
So how many seeds are you going to get?
I will get out of that patch, well, whatever I end up planting, which would be about 20 to 30 beets that I'll end up planting for seed, I'll get 4 gallons of seed or more.
That ought to keep you in seed for a while.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the other things I'm planting, black Spanish radish around the 24th of July. That's a big black radish, and you peel it, and you use it in soups and grated in salads and stuff.
Huh. It's called black? Is it really black, or is it
like
a dark?
Yeah, it's black.
Wow.
No, it's black. And, so if somebody really wants some, I probably have a quart of that seed.
So do you know if that's high in antioxidants because it's black?
You're peeling the skin off, so I would, because that skin is really tough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will be planting peas, let's see, next Saturday. Mm-hmm. Something like that. And so you just got to play with the varieties because they generally don't like the heat. So you have to find out what will work for you.
Have you harvested any peas this year?
I harvested peas. It was not a very good crop, mainly because it got set behind by that hard frost that we had in the early spring, and then it also ended really quickly when it got so hot.
Right. Right.
So, but the other thing I did is I also grow every year or every 2 to 3 years, I grow a 50-foot row of peas for seed. And so I just let them come up, grow, and I don't harvest them. And I just harvested the pods, the dry pods for a seed crop. So I'll have about 1 gallon or so of peas.
And do you thresh them?
I'll thresh them with my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we'll winnow them.
So you don't crush them?
No, they don't crush. Like I said, the first time I tried doing that, I was worried about it. But they didn't. Once we winnowed it, there was no crushed or ones that would split in half.
So you put like a sheet out and throw them on there and crush them?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'd fold the corner of the sheets up the first stomping of them just to, because they might shatter and go on the dirt, go over here, you might not find them.
Mm.
So the first stomping of them with the feet, I have the sheet or tarp or whatever they are on, all folded up, and I'm just stumped. A pillowcase works really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready to wind this program up this morning. What else you got going here that you can pass on?
Let's see. Pintos that I planted that came up in about 6 days. That I harvested garlic and planted pintos in one place. And then any of the compost that I make from now on is going to be for next year.
Mm-hmm. For next fall?
Yeah, next spring.
Next spring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, what about the compost you have now? Are you going to be using it?
Yeah, the compost I have now is for those. I got two beds for the fall plantings and topping or side dressing flower beds and other crops. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks so much, Lance.
You're welcome, and you guys have a great day out there.
Lance, good talking with you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye now.